Okay, let's begin Baba Basra, Daf Nun Beis, as we are on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, five lines up at the two dots. And we continue today with a brisa that discusses, again, similar issues that we've discussed the past day or two, and that is issues of the financial status between an Ish and an Isha, and different items that come under one of their jurisdictions. Do we assume they can be machzik in the in the rights of it when it might be belonging to the other? So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mekablin Pikdonos. One is not allowed lechatchila to accept a pikadon, to accept something to watch. Lomen anashim, v'lomen avadim, v'lomen atinokos. These three individuals, there is a chash that they got it from someone else, and maybe they got it from someone else without permission. It might be stolen, and therefore you cannot accept the pikadon to watch for them. Lomen anashim, not from the women, because they might have gotten it from their husbands without permission. V'lomen avadim, and not from an evikinani who might have taken it from their adon. V'lomen atinokos, and not from children who might have taken it from who? Machlokas, we're showing him here. Are we talking about children who have parents or not? Right? Are we talking about they're staying with someone else? The Rashbam assumes that we're talking about Yisomim. Says the Rashbam, the last skinny line, V'tinokos nami, shema ganvu mi beis ba'al habayis shehem darim sham. It sounds like they don't have children. They're in someone else's house. The Yad Ramah says that, no, we're talking about it even from children who live with their parents who might have taken it from their fathers, right? Stealing from their fathers. That's what the Rashbam says, "V'katanami." So that's what the Yad Ramah says. "V'katanami b'somich al shulchan aviv askinan." But Yisrael aviv, we're talking about someone who is in their father's rishus, and therefore there is a chashash. Either way, three cases that we are talking about. What exactly is the issue? Is the isser of taking the pikadon from these people's rishus? Says the Rashbam, first skinny line, "V'aser l'sayeya yidei ovrei avera." It is usher to help out those that are involved in Avera. And therefore, if I take it, that I'm helping them keep the item away from the original owner, and therefore it's not allowed. And therefore, if I don't accept it, then what are they going to do? They need a place to hide it. They don't have any place to hide it if I don't accept it. So therefore, they're just going to end up giving it back to the one that they took it from. This is an interesting comment of the Rashbam. This doesn't really come up in Shas. It's mentioned by the Rishonim, the concept, but the Yisod is not really Mofia Bishas Beferish, but it is a related concept to many others. Obviously, Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Lifnei Iver on a Daraisa level is what Misayeya is on a Darabana level. Right? For example, Lifnei Iver, we know, applies only where the person wouldn't do it without my help. Trey Ivri Dinahara, as it's called. If it's Chad Ivri Dinahara, so then that's meaning literally on the same side of the river, right? There's a Nazir on one side of the river, and I'm handing him a cup of wine from the other side of the river, right? And without me, he wouldn't be able to get the cup of wine. So I'm helping him, so that's Lifna Iver Daraisa. I am facilitating him doing an Aveira. That's one of the parts of Lifna Iver, besides the other part of giving bad advice. But facilitating the Isser. But on a Daraisa level, if he has the cup of wine anyway on his side, and he was going to take it anyway, and I give it to him, so that's not Lifna Iver, because he'd do it anyway. But that's Misayeya, being involved in any type of Aveira that my friend is doing, that's Misayeya Ladvar Aveira. So here, I'm not the person possibly performed the act of Geneva anyway, so what am I doing? So I am continuing the act of Geneva? Okay, but either way, that is the Isser Misayeya, but that's related to Lifna Iver, it's related to the Mitzvah of Tochacha, it's related to Arvus, it's related to Afrushe Me'isura. All of these are sugyas that are related to the sugya of Misayeya. The Stechemed wonders in his, he has a page or two on Misayeya. So here in Chelek Dalet, page 113, he discusses whether Misayeya is connected directly to Arvus or not. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is the basis for certain halachos. For example, Yatza Motzi. If I was already Yotzei a mitzvah, I could be Motzi you in that mitzvah. If I already heard Shofar, I already heard the Megillah, I could be Motzi you, but call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. If you are in Yotzei the mitzvah, then I am also deficient, and therefore I can be Motzi you. So, and that relates to many different mitzvahs that I do. So is this principle of Asur L'Sayeya L'Idei Over Aveira, is that also connected to Arvus? And you could ask this question about five different sugyas. Chatei b'shvil she'iske chaveirecha. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Do a smaller Aveira to prevent your friend from doing a larger Aveira. So is that connected to Arvus, or is that a separate discussion? Tochacha, the mitzvah of giving tochacha. Hocheach tochicha zamisecha. Is that a separate mitzvah or not? Lomai nafkamina, what if you have an individual who is not included in Arvus? Big sugya in the rush in Meseches Brachos. Women. Are women included in Arvus? He has a line where he seems to say not. Big discussion in the Nosek Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. Is that really true? Does it only mean that they're not included in Arvus in a mitzvah that they're not obligated in? For example, Pirchas HaMazon possibly. Machlokes in the Gemara, in Brachas Daf Chaf, whether women are obligated in Pirchas HaMazon. You have to mention Bris Milah, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael, so they might not have a chelek. So that's a question whether they're in Arvus. But if you assume that they're not in Arvus, so then maybe if these other principles are connected to Arvus, that they wouldn't be included in that either. So that is a question that the Stechema deals with. Misayeh de over Aveira de Asr Midrabanan. Tahatam hum Isham Arvus. Viyatzalidan, Badavar Chada. She quotes this from various forum. De Nashim, Sheinan Bechlal Arvus. Lo Shayach Bum Isham Misayeh. So that has two separate assumptions that you could argue on either one. Number one, the Misayeh is connected to Arvus. Number two, that even if it is, are women really excluded from Arvus? Right? That is not so clear. The Dogam Erevava on Shulchan Aruch, another Behuda discusses it amongst others. And he says, what about Lagabe Goy? Is there an Isser Misayeh Lagabe Goy? Arvus is not, obviously Goyim are not included in Arvus, but maybe there's Misayeh. And there's Lifnei Iver by a guy, giving a guy Iver Menachai is the example in the Gemara about Lifnei Iver. So is there a Misayeh by a guy or is there not Misayeh by a guy? So that's an important discussion of Misayeh al de over Aveir, but here again the Rashbam brings it in. The classic case of Misayeh is helping out a ganav, as is described here. In Choshe Mishpah, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Hilchas Geneva, that Osir L'Sayeya, that's Koneh Min HaGanav, even though there might be a Yesh and a Shini Rishus, but you can't do that L'Chadchila. Okay, we're not going to read the Shulchan Aruch now, but that is what is discussed. That's L'Sayeya L'Dvar Avera. Let's continue. So that's the isser of accepting the pikdonos from all of these people because of the chashash that they stole it. What happens if you did accept it? Maybe I didn't realize that was the halacha. So kiba min ha'isha yachzor l'isha. If I got it from an isha, so what do? And then I learned. And then I did dafyomi babasra nun aleph, and now I realized the halacha. You give it back. Who do you give it back to? The isha. Why? There's only a chashash. You don't give it back to the husband, right? The Isha was the one who was muchzak. The Yad Ramah here says, and Rabbeinu, she's the muchzak. And so she had it. You know it came from her. And we don't know bavadai that it wasn't hers. So when you give it back, you have to give it back to her. You can't give it back to anyone else because she stays as the one who is muchzak. V'yim mesa, what if she dies? So then, yachzor l'baila. Then you give it back to the husband because b'manashach. Even if it was hers, the Baal is Yorish, or Baal Yorish is Ishto. Daraisa, Darabanan, we've noted that that's a different type of Yerusha than all other halachas of Yerusha, because that's the only one that doesn't go through blood. It's not a blood relative. All other Yerushas go through the blood. The son, the daughter, the brother, all goes through. Yerushas HaBaal, that's different. That might be because of, as we've said, Kam Tachtav. It might be that he takes her place. Not that, you know, he yarshins, or maybe the opposite. Maybe that one does not go by taking place while the other types of Yerusha does. Well, that's the maid sugyas in Yerusha are right here. 8th parak, 9th parak. We'll get to parak Bez Hashem Yish Nochlin. But either way, here, you give it back to the husband because either way, he could take it now, whether it originally was his or it is his now. So v'meisa yachzor l'baila. If I got it from the Eved, so then I give it back to the Eved, because maybe there's a way an Eved is possible for the Eved to own something. If somebody gives the Eved almanas that the Adon doesn't have any reshus in it, so then the Eved could get it. So you give it back to the Eved. V'imeis, yachzor l'rabo. But if the Eved dies, then one gives it back to the Rav. Why? If an Eved dies, where is it? Does it go komash after an Eved dies? Either way, there's a possibility that it belonged to the Eved, and now, even if you want to say the worst it is Hefker, but you give it back because there's a good chance that it belonged to the Adon beforehand. What about a Katan? We'll get to that about Hashem in a minute. But first, here is a Machlokas Rishonim here, between the Rashbam and the other Rishonim. Says the Rashbam, fourth to last line, V'nira Be'enai. Not so common for the Rashbam to say that. That's like a Yir Ali in the Rambam. V'nira Be'enai, says the Rashbam, Tehu Adin, Im Nishtachrer Ha'eved V'yachar Kach Meis. What happens if the Eved first becomes freed, and then you give it to, and then the Eved dies, Yachzir l'rabo. You still give it back to the master then. Shahare eved haya kishehifkid lazeh. Because the eved, he was an eved when he got this money, you know that. Uvistam avadim gazlanim heim. And therefore an eved kanani you don't trust. And therefore, even if the eved dies after he became freed, and you have this pikadon meanwhile, you give it back to the adon. Unlike avalim nisgar shaha ishav yachar kach meisa yachzir l'yarsheha. But unlike the woman, if the woman gets divorced and then dies, then you give it back to her inheritors, not to the husband. The mishnah is garsha ein bal yarsha. You don't have the same level of chazaka of the isha taking from the husband than the eved taking from the adon. And therefore, if the misa happens after shichra or after gerushin, then you do not give it back. There's a difference between the two. By the eved, you still give it back to the adon, while the isha, you give it back to her yarshim. And the Tosfos Rid wonders, I don't know why that would be. Right, the Gemara does not give any evidence that there'll be a difference between the two. The Tosfos Rid says, no. V'im nishtachar ha'eved v'hiniach banim yachzir liyarshav. No, once the eved is meshuchrar, any money of his is considered his, even though originally it came to his hands when he was an eved. Shahareim haya ha'eved kaya maya machzir lo, achshav shemes yachzir liyarshav. If he was here, you'd give it back to him. V'chein be'isha im niskar she yachzir liyarshav. V'lo k'rabenu Shmuel. No, and the Rishonim quote with the Rashbam and wonder why should there be a difference? The Rashbam here says, Maishna Evid Umaishna Isha. The Kan Vakan Amar Yaksur Li Isha Yaksur Li Evid. Right? Why should there be a difference? So the Ritva explains, goes into detail trying to explain the Rashbam. Again, not that he holds like the Rashbam for sure, but he says, why would you go like the Rashbam? Ubazeh Kazav Rashbam Lashon She'ina Mischaber Laksas Rabosai. Some of my Rebbeim are not happy with the language of the Rashbam. Again, why is it that if the Eved died after he was freed, you'd still give it back to the Adon? You know, why would that be? So the Rashbam says, because, you know, there's a real Shash of Gzela. Says the Ritva, V'hinei Rabbeinu Machalik V'neva Le'isha. V'nira. Let me try to explain a little deeper. Shehu Sover. D'stam Eved V'gana V'gazlan. Right? Stam Eved is a Gana V'gazlan. V'im Nosim Lo Matana Kol Yeshlo. If they get a special gift, something from someone else that the other's not going to have rishus in, mistama we would know about it. Hilkach kishemesi yachzir l'rabo. That's why if he dies, you give it back to the rabo. V'afilu v'umiyu kishu mechayim while he's alive, kivin desvekehu l'makom shenato yachzir tasof sof lo yafzir abal v'yotzi menu bedin. If he's alive, you give it back because the adon could always take him to court. V'afilu tomar sheyafzid, if you give it back to the Evid while he's alive, calls Macho Evid Tofes Bahen, Ain Lana Lahapsin, Laha Evid, Mashivkid Lanu, Via Alpishu, Suffolk Karav Lavada, Shu Michel Geneva, but while he's alive, we're not going to rip it from him, because there is a concept of Musak. Avalbi Isha, who suffered, the Stam Isha, Enoko Neves, Viafsha, Shiitnula, Viam Mesa Yaksula, Baumi Manavshach. But if Niskarsha, then we would give it back to her or her Yarshin. He quotes, he says, he just goes into a little more depth. By an Eved, there's a real Shash Geneva and Gzela. We're not going to take it from him when he's alive, because there's also Muchsak that's on the other side. So therefore, that's going to outweigh. But after he dies, then there's the real Shash of Geneva and Gzela. So that's what you do. If you got it from a woman, you give it back to the woman. Got it from an Eved, you give it back to the Eved. If they died, then you give it back to the Baal, and the Rashbam and the other Rishonim spoke about what if they died after Gerushin or Shichrur. But continues the Braisa, Kibel min ha-katan, if I got it from a katan, so then what? Don't give it back to the katan. Says the Gemara, Yaselo segula. There you cannot give it back to the katan. Why? Rashbam says, it's like you're throwing it in the garbage. The katan is a lav bardas, he won't be able to guard it, and therefore, you don't give it back to him. Top line of the Rashbam. Lo yachzir lo, shahare einu yodea lishmar, ukishem mashlich li'ibudami, mi sheichzir lo. If you just give it back to the katan, it's like you're throwing it in the garbage. Elo yachzir lo skuli, you have to literally make for him a treasure. That means you have to buy something, investment, to be able to hold on to it, the principle to give it to the katan. We'll have to see what that is. V'yemez yachzir liyarshav. If the child dies, then you give it back to the yarshim of the child. Good. Stop there for a moment. So again, you don't give it back to a child because that is, he doesn't have das, it's kisholech li'ibudami. The language of the Yad Ramah here is that Dahainu time into Lomahajal Katan. To keep on the lav bardasu lo nafik yide hashava. You're guarding something and a shomer has a chiyah to give it back. Ironically, even though the katan gave it to you, If you give it back to the katan, you're giving it back to where it was in the first place. Doesn't matter. That's not a chiyuv hashava, because it's not guarded. The afilu hashavas aveda to kaimalon to lo baya das bialim. Even though by hashavas aveda we said in Baba Kama and elsewhere in Baba Metzia that you don't need das bialim to, let's say he doesn't know about it, but you put it back in his rishus lamakam hamishtamer ba'inan. You need though to put it back into a guarded area. V'imahadil alakatan lav makom hamishtamerhu. And if you give it back to a katan, it is not a makom hamishumar, and therefore it is not considered a hashava. The Rashba though adds a line here. The Rashba adds a line of explanation. Says the Rashba. Velomishum yasalo skula. Velomishum deiner rashoy lahachzer lekatan shema yovdem kamar. It's not an isser to give it back to the katan. The adramah sounds like it's fundamental. It's not a makam mishumar. It's a lav. It's not a hashava, and therefore no good. Says the Rashba, why is it any worse than before he gave it to you? Right, he was a katan, so why is it any worse? So says the Rashba, fundamentally you can give it back to the katan. Right, it's not an isser. Shaharei lamakum shenatal hechzir. You gave it back to where it came from. Kid to Amrina lekaman beperek hamokar asasvina gabi isav Hashem, and we'll get to a Gemara later on. And af peches ella latzeis yidei shamayim kamar ubi shema shavas aveda shel tinok. It's not chiyuv per se to keep it or to make a skula, but it is latzeis yidei shamayim. It's a higher level, you know, lefnim mishuras adin, and because of, and he has this line, hashavas aveda of a tinok mihu im hechzir latinok eino chayav l'shalim. If you didn't fulfill your latzeis yidei shamayim, you're not chayiv, you're not responsible. Sounds like from the Adramah, you are responsible. Because you didn't do, you didn't return it to a makam mishtamer, you didn't fulfill your chiyav hashava. The Rashba sounds like, no, you fulfilled your chiyav hashava fundamentally. There's just a chiyav latzeis yidei shamayim to go above. Venerally, and then, whatever, we'll get to the age of the katan here. But that is the Rashba. If you look in the footnotes here in the Rashba, beautiful, long footnote, and he discusses, what does this last line mean? It's a chiyav latzeis yidei shamayim, umishem hashava saveda shaltino. We just said that by hashava saveda, the Rashba sounds like it is a good chiyuv, right? You're putting it back to where it was. So what does he mean by saying, oh, latzeis yidei shamayim, like hashavas aveda shel tinok? So he says on the bottom, which sounds like what the Rashba is saying, the efshar de'in kavanas rabbeinu to who bechlal mitzvah hashavas aveda. There's no mitzvah hashavas aveda here if he gave it to you. Who wrote the footnotes here? Rav Mordechai Katzenel and Bogan. Okay. Says the footnotes, Devade Hashavas Aveda Hainu Rakba Aveda Mamish, Velo Beminia Midavar Sheyovad. Preventing your item from getting lost is not literally Hashavas Aveda. That might be Lo Samar Al Damar Echa, but it's not Hashavas Aveda. So Ella Miyasod Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda Chazinon, but it's just that Hashavas Aveda is a model. You see from the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda that Chazinon Das Torah, De Yeshlo Lo Adam Lidog Gam Lishmiras Mamon Chavero. It's an idea, Hashavas Aveda, that you have to be worried about your friend's property, right? And all other, you know, places. Let's say somebody left money in a taxi. So if you ask the average guy in the street, you know, do I have a chiv to return it? No, they lost it. I'll be a great guy if I return it, but am I obligated to return it? Okay, maybe legally if you're in a taxi and they say, but Lamaisa, if somebody sees something on the street, they don't have to. But our religion tells us there's a chiv of Hashavas Aveda. So what do you see from that chiyuv? That there's a responsibility to care for other people's property. Like there's a responsibility to care for my property. So that's what he's using Hashavas Aveda here for. Not as a, that's what's happening here, but just as a model. You see from there that there is an obligation, an idea to care for your friend's property. V'imkein mistavra de'in roi lahachzer ha'pikadon latinok. So therefore it makes sense not to give the child back this item because, you know, it's not, that's not being responsible for it. If you did it, you did it. And you did per se what you're allowed to do, but, it wouldn't be the same. That's the chi of lasi zidei shamayim. We've quoted in the past, the chi of lasi zidei shamayim is not always, understood the same by the various Rishonim. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak in Bava Kama talks all about the cases of Chai of Lasei Sidei Shamayim. If somebody hires Edim to be made Sheker against someone, or if somebody is a Grama Benizakin, right, different cases there. If you look at the Me'iri there in Bava Kama, Daphne and Vav, beginning of the sixth parak says, Kol Shekasavnu Olav Bekan, Shu Chai of Lasei Sidei Shamayim, Pirusho, Shu Chai of Bo Behishavon. Halinyan iser af mashu pater bo midinah shemayim iser miayeshbo elish inichiyav hashava nemra. when there's a chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim, in certain cases, there's an isser involved. It's just that you're not, Bez is not going to make you give it. But then he quotes from the Gdoli Adoros, from the Hashlama, a huge chiddush. Mikan kasvu Gdoli Adoros, shekol shenemer alav chayav bidinei shamayim, posel hu le'edus, ad sheyashiv. Vahadvarim nirim, me'achashu chayav lahashiv, toras gzela chala alav ad sheyashiv. Wow. The Meiri says, chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim is a real bona fide chiyuv. Right? It doesn't sound like the Rashba would say this. In our case, if you say the Rashba says, like, you're not going to be a chayiv to pay, but it's something that you really should do because, you know, you should be responsible for other people's property. But the Meiri here quotes the Hashlama that says that you're pasul la'edus. Bez is not going to be kofi you because it's only a chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim, but it's still a very serious and bona fide chiyuv. Just one final makar, and then we'll continue to the next source. The Yamsha Shlomo there in Bava Kamma also discusses the chiyuvim of la'aseh yisrei shamayim. Again, those cases, if you remember, somebody knows edus for someone and doesn't testify. Somebody, there's an eish going, and there'd be a patur of tamun, and then he uncovers it. I think he covers it, and he makes a tamun, now his pater. Okay, either way, the case is there. But there's an important comment of the Yamsha Shlomo. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, if there's a chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim, could the other person take the money from me? Could he be tofes? I don't have a chavez, is not going to make me give it. So could somebody grab it from me, and then they'll be the muchzak? The answer is, says the Yamsha Shlomo, no. V'nire, kol hecha damridan chaya b'dine shemayim, itafas mafkinan minei. No, you don't take it from him. And then he says, you're going to ask me from Rashi and Baba Metzia, who says that by kimle bedraba minei. If tefisa is done on the mamon, right, there's a chiyah mamon, there's a chiyah misa. If tefisa is done on the mamon, he could keep it. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, don't compare the chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim of these cases, where the whole chiyuv is inferior. That's why there's only a chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim. Right? I know testimony for you and I don't testify, so I'm causing you a loss. But that's different than a case where I owe you money, I have a chiyuv, and then I'm also chayav misa, and that potters. There, tefisa might work. Because there is a real bona fide chiyuv. It's just that because a person has chayav misa too, so that's why it's niftar. But that chiyuv still might be existent and tefisa might work. Mashenkin, in these cases of chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim, where the chiyuv doesn't even get off the ground, it's a much weaker type of chiyuv. You cannot compare the chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim by kimlei bedraba minei and the chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim in these cases in the sixth parak in Baba Kama. And our case here, Lachar, would be similar to the cases in the sixth parak in Baba Kama. It's a weaker chiyuv to begin with, and therefore, the Rashba says it is only a chiyuv la'aseh. There is a chiyuv la'aseh yisrei shamayim, but there's no fundamental chiyuv. So either way, that was all on the lines of yaseh lo segula. Im kibo manakatan yaseh lo segula. V'imeis, yaseh lo yarshav. Good. V'kulon shamer v'shas b'sasan. If all of them, any of these people, get a lot of the action of today's daf is on these first couple of lines. V'kulon shamer v'shas b'sasan. All of these people, if they say at the time of their death, shel ploni hein, this money, but the woman's about to die, she says, oh, belongs to so-and-so? Ya'aseh kipirushan. We go like they're what they said, because they just explained whose money it is, so we assume that they are telling the truth, right, at the time of their death. Right, the Rashbam, b'shas b'sasan, urechadimil senakad, dikashen brian, imrotzim l'haksu l'bailam, yitzulu shalahen b'yada nifkad. If they're healthy, just give it back. So that's why it's Mishas Visa, where they cannot give it back themselves, then you assume that they're telling the truth, and Ya'asa Kipirushan, you follow through on what they said. V'im Lav, the next line, there are a couple of different pshatim in the Rishon and what it means. We'll go with the Rashbam's first pshat. V'im Lav, but if the person that is listening to this declaration is not convinced that this person is telling the truth, V'im lav, what we might call in other cases of din maruma, the dayan feels like there's something fishy here, right? I can't put my finger on it, but I don't think that this is really the truth. V'im lav, yasa pirush la pirusha. No, you can make a different explanation to their explanation. Meaning, you don't have to follow through if a person doesn't think that they're telling the truth. See the Rashbam, klomar. V'im lo mehemin lahahu nifkad. Right, the person who has the property, it does not believe the mafkin. Sha'apikadon shaloso plonihu. El shal bailam shalahem. I don't think it belongs to someone else. Umitok busha einam rotsim lomar shu shal bailam. They're just embarrassed. So then you don't have to listen to them, and you give it back just to the original bailam. The Rashbam here says that this line of akulan sha'amru is also talking about a katan. Rashbam has two words. Vakulan sha'amru, afilu katan. What type of katan? We're talking about a four-year-old. What type of katan are we talking about in this case? If they said b'shas b'sasan, what type of what's the context of the katan here? So the Rishonim say maybe we're not talking about a katan, right? We're talking about putos. When the Rashbam says that we're talking about even a katan, it has to be at least a katan that has some das. He doesn't have full das in halacha, but some das. 6 years old, he's at least higia l'chinuch. He's not less than that, and that's what the Rashbam means. The other Rishonim, though, the Rashba, the Adrama, say no. The katan that we're talking about here is a very young katan in the brisa, right? If you have a 10-year-old, maybe you could give it back to him. When the Brisa says you can't give it back to a katan, it's talking about a very young child, and that's why this line, v'kulan sha'amru, is not referring to katan. It's referring to the other two. It's referring to Isha and Eved, v'kulan sha'amru, because the Yad Ramah, because the Rashba assumes that here we're talking about a very young child, they cannot say that the Amira of those Tanim are meaningful. So that's why they would say that the line of v'kulan sha'amru is not referring to the katan, but the other two. The Rashbam maybe says katan, because it would be very hard to say that the Rashbam would trust what a four-year-old says, b'shas b'sasan, and therefore that would be the chiluk, what the Brisa is referring to. Good. B'shas Misa, we know, in general, we give a person special ne'amanus, right? That we assume that they're not fooling around and that they are saying the truth. The Chachma Sadam says, the Chayadam in the commentary on Yeridea says, right, we do this in order so that they don't have Tiruf Hadas. Not just because that we trust what they're saying is true, because people aren't going to fool around when before they stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod, but we want them to realize that we're trusting them. Because if they don't think that, then they're going to have more Tiruf Hadas and that might cause them to die sooner. So that's why the Chachma Sadam discusses in the end of the Chachma Sadam on Yeridea, where he talks about Hilchas Avelus, it's just like the Shulchan Aruch, before Hilchas Avelus, right, becomes Hilchas Bikur Cholim, and Hilchas Rofe, right, before the end. Right, we know after the Shulchan Aruch, basically every 100 years, there was another Sefer written to try to summarize and make it easier for all of us, if we don't want to go back to the original sources of the Shulchan Aruch and all the Nosei Kelim. So the Shulchan Aruch was in the 1500s, then the Chachma Sadam wrote his Sefer, the Chai Adam, the Chachma Sadam in the 1700s, the Chai Adam on Arachayim, and the Chachma Sadam on Yeridea. 100 years later, we have the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch. Right, to also make it easier for us. And 100 years later, we have the Mishnah Brura, because he wanted the Shulchan Aruch on top, along with all the other commentaries. Again, each one has its own little emphasis, but generally, every 100 years, there's another Sefer on Shulchan Aruch that summarizes for the generation. So the Chachmas Adam, in Skla Kufnun Aleph, quotes that we do everything we can not to make the person be upset or have Tiruf Hadas, which might cause him to hasten his own death. There's a fascinating minhag that he quotes. Ha-minhag b'kehilas kadoshim. Uv'rat b'kehilas kadoshim Berlin. Kisha'adam chole b'yom gimel l'cholyo. If anybody is ever sick for 3 days, we don't want people to get nervous that their case is different. So whenever anybody is in bed for 3 days, holche, it's a little morose, one might think, but maybe it helps out. Helchen elava gabai. The gabbai goes bechever kadisha oshar anashim va'omrim lo ataya data shechkenu atikun v'haminag etzal kol acholim. You know we do this to everybody who's sick for 3 days, so don't worry about anything. Don't worry. V'chein ein lecha lidog mizeh klum. Right? Don't worry. V'lachein taset tzava mashatirtze. But you know what? This is the protocol. So you know what? Just give a little will. You know, say what we should do. You know, what do you owe? What do other people owe you? Right? Do vidui. And most people who did vidui didn't die, so don't worry about it, but this is what you have to do. Says the Chachmas Adam. If it's not the minog, don't you dare say this to a cholev. Most people, when they hear duvidui, they are not happy about that. And that is not something that will calm them down. Only if this is the minog, that everybody who gets the flu, and everybody gets strep, and is in bed for a couple of days, so then, but if not, not do this. Don't do this. Anyway, this is what one of the minhagim that he says, talks about others, but This is what part of what the issue here, by Bishas Miso, we trust someone. But again, also, just Mitzad, the person himself, we assume that the person is being serious, and that's why we have special leniencies about how kinyanim are allowed to be done in the end of a person's life. If we have time later, we'll talk about the Rambam, Matana, where he goes through Shchiv Meira and Mitzavah Machmas Misa, all the different categories that we have. Okay, we continue now. Fourth line. Tibisu Draba Barabarchana, the wife of Rabarchana, Kikashachva, when she was dying, Amra, she says, Hani Kipi di Marsa, Bnei Marsa, these earrings belong to Marsa and the children of Marsa. Also the Kami de Rav, they came in front of Rav, do we trust her? Amar Lei, Imehemna Lacha, Asei Kipirusha. If you believe her, like we said, if she's Nehemanes, then you trust her, and therefore you act on her behalf and give these earrings to Marsa and B'nai Marsa. V'ilo, and if you don't believe her, right, if she doesn't seem to be telling the truth, Asa Pirush the Pirusha, then you can give a different commentary to her explanation, and you don't have to act based on her behalf. That's one version of what a Rav said. V'igada Amriyachi Amarle, or Rav said the following, I Amida Lacha Asa Kipirusha. Literally, if they, I want to say they, she, we'll have to see what the pshat is, if they are people of means, and they're rich, and they would own these earrings, so then I'll say pirusha, then fine, then you assume it's true. V'lo, I'll say pirush l'pirusha. Or, do a pirush l'pirusha. The Rashbam here is 2 days. Who's the amid? Who's the rich? First wide line in the Rashbam. Im amid alecha, osam shehi omeres, shehem shalahem, im ashirim heim, v'ru'uyin lahafkid kipi v'shar chafatzim. If it makes sense that they're rich, they would have given her these earrings. So then, fine. Asei kipirusha. And give it back to them. If not, not. Right, it's going on them. The other pshat is, inami iami delacha ishtacha, sheishlacha ohavim, shenatnu la mamon, amanasha lo yehelacha chelikbo. Right, if you assume that your wife is very beloved in the eyes of others and she would have been a good shomeres for them, so then, ase kipirusha. Right, so machloka is whether the amid is going on the other party or going on the wife. The Rama Paskins, like the Lishna Kama, is going on the whether you believe this person or not, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch also says. Good. We continue. Min HaKadon Yasalo Skula. If you take something from a child, again, you can't give it back. As we said before, the Yad Rama or the Rashba, the Yad Rama, no, it's not a Hashava, because they're a La Bardas. The Rashba says it is a Hashava, but let's say today Shemayim, you know, don't give it back. So, what do you do with it? So, Yasalo Skula, my Segula, Rav Chizda Amar Sefer Torah. You buy a Sefer Torah with it. Why do you buy a Sefer Torah with it? Because that's a great schus for the child. And the Sefer Torah hopefully is going to be around. And that's basically investing the money. Rabba Bar Rafuna Amar Dikla, Tachamine Timre. You have to be worried about their Kashmi. It's not just their Ruchnius. So, you invest in a tree that they'll always be fruit from. And in that way, they will, you don't know whose it is, whether it's from the child or the father. But either way, you give it to the, you basically put it in escrow. This is a way of putting it in escrow, holding on to it and investing it in a tree or in a Sefer Torah. Says the Rashbam, what the Gemara is saying not to do is just to invest it in some type of investment. Other than a tree, which is always here, we're assuming, or a Sefer Torah, the Rashbam on the fourth line. Avo be'iskalo, shemayera ba'davar takala v'tovat. Right, you don't want to risk it too much. You don't want to risk it too much, therefore you don't do that. The Ritva here says it's not just a Sefer Torah. Any svarim one might use lavdavka sefer Torah ella svarim b'diklanami lavdavka ella shahakeren kayam v'yesh loksas peiros. Anything where the children will have the principal and get a little investment without too much risk, that is okay. Chassam Sofer argues on the Ritva. He says no, davka sefer Torah. Why? Because you're being mezakeh the children. Every Jew has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. You're not sure about this money, so at least it's a schus. Davka Sefer Torah Mamish, Avalo Shari Svarim, Dimitzada Svara, Dikla Adif. Because if you think about it, says the Chassam Sofer, isn't a tree better? Shakaran Kayam Kishig Dalanar, Hari Karno Lafanov, Vimena Rosa Vedekla Yibkarenu. And then what? If he doesn't want the tree, he'll sell the tree. Sefer Torah, you can't sell the Sefer Torah, right? You're stuck. Alvo Svarim Shadin Makaram Aladi Ilui Bakodesh, Velo Yimsa Gamkin Konim Berevach. Not too many people want to buy Sefer Torah. So really, a Dekla is Adif. Ah, but it's a Sefer Torah Mamish? Yesh lomar, kivan dal kalpanim, kolechan mi Yisrael, chayev lichtov lo Sefer Torah. V'yem ken kishe yigdal ha-katan, hari yesh lo Sefer Torah shalom. So therefore, maybe that's why it is on Dafka Sefer Torah, not other Sfarim. This gets into the rush that we discussed a few weeks ago, are buying other Sfarim a keem of writing a Sefer Torah. Maybe at the end we'll come back to that. But he says, Ulafizeh, but maybe, he says, maybe these two deus then, if what I'm saying is true, that it's only a Sefer Torah because you're being mezakeh the katan, maybe this relates to the machlokas taz and the nekudas hakesef in Yeredeya, Simin Shin Gimel. What's going on there? That's about Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen. Let's say the father does not do Pidyon HaBen. So who's second level? Is it Bezdin? Or do we say, no, wait for him to do it himself? Is it a schus to do a mitzvah on behalf of someone while they could say, no, I want to do it myself. I don't want you to do it for me. Mitzvah bo yosim ebishlucho, as the Gemara says at Kiddushin. So that's a machlokas. That's a discussion in the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach. The Shach's comments on the Taz in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen in Yeredeya. So maybe, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's what's going on partially behind this case. If you say Sefer Torah Mamish because it's a schus, so maybe the first Deya says, no, it's not such a schus. Maybe, you know, let him do it himself. Person wants to do it the mitzvah himself instead of letting someone else do it for them. Remember, we have the concept in the Seches Chulin of paying 10 zehuvim if somebody steals a mitzvah from me. So that's already somebody else doing it. Here we're talking about you're doing it for the child, but just not letting the child do it themselves, even though the child's getting the credit. But still, mitzvah by Yisroel Mishlucho, and therefore maybe that's partially what's behind our discussion here. Okay, interesting. Again, the Ritva and the Chassam Sofer arguing. Again, if there's time later, we'll get back into the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. V'lo ha'av b'nechse ha'ben v'lo le'ben b'nechse ha'av. Rabotai, we're on the next line of the Mishnah. We've been discussing this Mishnah for the past 10 blot. Remember, the Mishnah is way back on Daf Mem Beis, where the Mishnah says different people cannot have chazakas in other people's property. Now we're up to the next line. A son in the property of a father, the father in the property of the son, they cannot create chazakas. Because we assume that each of them aren't so medaktik. And if my son's using it, my father's using it, okay, I'm not going to protest, even though it's mine. So just because they're in it for 3 years does not mean that they own it. I might not have been mocheb because I'm not makpid. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef afilu chalku. Rav Yosef says, even if the son moved out of the house and now they have separate bank accounts, even there, chazaka cannot be created. But Rava Amar, chalku lo. Rava says, chalku lo, no. Once they split up, then they're like anybody else. Amar Rav Yirmiyah midifti, avad Rav Papi, uvda chelkolo, Rav Papi acted like Rabba, meaning once they're split up, they're like two different people, and chazagas can be created. Karava, like Rava. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, ishtoyeli Rav Chiyah mehormiz ardashid, that's the name of a place, Rav Chiyah from this place told me, ishtoyeli Rav Acha bar Yaakov, mishmeid Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, chelkolo, also, same thing, that once they're split up, then a chazaka can be created, v'hilchza chelkolo. That's the halacha. Once the son moves out, separate bank accounts, chazaka can be created. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, Ben Shachalak v'ishtosh neskarsha, harihen kishar kol adam. Period. So the Mishnah's case of a father and a son cannot be machzik in the property of each other. That's only if they are still on the same bank account. Itmar, says the Gemara, Echan min ha'achim shen ha'yenosim v'nosim b'toch habayis. Let's say the father died, and you have a couple of brothers. One of them is really the achra'i. One of them takes care of the financial stuff. He's got the financial brain. He's the one that has the investment knowledge and genius. So he's the one. So what if one of the brothers is appointed? And then, vahya onos v'shtaros yotzen al shmo. And then, later on, you find various obligations that are in the name of only that one brother. So do we assume that it only belongs to that one brother? Or do we say, no, he was acting on behalf of everybody else. He probably took money from the pot, from the estate to invest in. So really, it belongs to all the brothers. So, v'yamar shalihem, shenofalim yibes avi'ima. And he, the one brother, said, no. This investment that I did is from money that I got from my mother's family. The case is, there are different mothers involved, same father, different mothers. So I got this from my father, my mother's father, and therefore this has nothing to do with you, my brothers. It's all me. And the other brothers say, no, we don't trust you. Amar Rav, alav lahavi raya. That one brother has to bring a raya that the money that he used to invest in order to get these profits came from the money separately, not from the estate. If he can't prove it, then he has to split it with the estate. The Adramah here says that obviously only if all of these profits happened, the time works out. That the time that these investments took place was at the time that he was the sole proprietor and achrai, responsible for that pot. If the times don't overlap, then he would be believed. But if the times overlap, so then alav lahavi raya, he has to bring a proof that it was only him. Ushmuel amar alhachin lahavi raya. No, Shmuel says no. The brothers have to bring a raya. He's the muchsak. It has his name on the shtaris. So he's the one that's believed, unless you could prove otherwise. Amar Shmuel moda li abba. Shmuel says that Rav would agree to me. Rav would agree that it's on the brother's shoulders to bring the raya. Shemeis al ha'achin lahavi raya. That if he dies, even though when he would be alive, Rav says that he has to bring the proof, but once he dies, then ala achin lahavi raya. The brothers have to bring the proof. What's the svara for that? What would be the svara? So if you look on the Rashbam, about 20 lines in to the wide lines, it's right. We're going to ask on this in a second. Like if he would have to bring the raya, so just because he dies, his children don't have to bring the raya. Right, we're going to ask on that. But what's at least the Havamina? Says the Rashbam, Shemesh v'yesh lo banim liyarsho ala achim lahavi raya. Why? What changed? To kivan to yasmi lav b'nei asuye raya ninu. It's not the responsibility of the orphans to know exactly the financial goings on of their father. Ve'enam yodim l'chapei z'chusan v'gam ashtar mochiyach shayimamun shalaviyem al shekenegdo lahavi raya. Says the Rashbam, think about it. The brother has a shtar that it belongs to him. So, because it's him and he's alive, so he has to prove that it came from money that he got independently. And if he can't, that's a reyasa. And that's why we would make him bring the proof. But once he dies, there's no reyasa if the children don't know. So therefore, we're not going to hold them accountable. And the shtar says it was their father's, so now it switches to the brothers. Says the Gemara, Maskav l'Rapapa, Klum Tanina Lahu Liyasbi Midi Dilotan Lu Avuon. Do we do that? Do we claim for the Yisomim something that the father wouldn't have been able to claim? The father would have to prove it. So it's not, it's the Yershim aren't any better than their father. And therefore, they should have to prove it too. And after all, Baharava Afikzuka de Sarbala, Visafra Dagada Tamiyasmi, there was a case where Rava was motzi from the Yisomim, scissors and various books of Agada, below raya, without a raya, bidvarim ha'asuyin lahashu lahaskir. Things that are normally lent out or borrowed, which the other people are now saying, now that's mine, their father borrowed it, but it's really mine. The yarshim don't get it automatically. Kiddushalach rafuna baravin. Dvarim ha'asuyin lahashu lahaskir. V'amar lekuchin ein biyadi, einun eman. Right, if the yarshim say, yeah, it's ours, they're not automatically, it's not automatically theirs. I mean, you find that sometimes you'll be motzi it from the yisomim. So too, Shmuel, right, what does Shmuel say? That Rav would admit to me that, you know, if he dies, I'll achle avi raya. Why should you say that? The Gemara answers, Kasha. The Gemara answers, we don't have an answer to that. This question on Shmuel, we don't know why the Yershim would be any better off than their father. A couple of points. I guess we'll start backwards. Start with the end. This is a very much quoted Rashbam, right? Many times throughout Shas, we quote Bavasra Nun Beis. Which Rashbam? The Rashbam here at least quotes an opinion and then argues on it. The Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that says that whenever the Gemara says the word kasha is not the same thing as tyufta. This is again a very well-known comment of the Rashbam and the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Says what's the issue here? Rabbeinu Chananel says we pass on like Shmuel. How can we pass on like Shmuel? We just asked the kasha on Shmuel. Says Rashbam in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Second skinny line. To call hecha de amar gemara tyufta de ploni tyufta butlu divrei misha tyufta olav legamre. When it says tyufta, that's a knockout punch. Done. Finished mevutal. You can't paskin like a tufta, like somebody who was tufted. Aval hecha de olsa bekasha ki hach de Shmuel lo balu dvarav di amrinan lo havi brira lahen de balu Shmuel zula gamre. Kasha just means we have a problem, but there could be an answer out there. Ela lo ishtachet piruka beishaita. We didn't find it at that moment. The talia vakma. That is the chiluk of Rabbeinu Chananel, the difference between kasha and tyufta. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva says, you're right, and I'll even give you a suggestion, what the explanation of Shmuel is, what the Rashbam said, that we just saw in Amud Aleph. There are svaras for Shmuel, even though it sounds difficult. But the Rashbam himself doesn't like that chiluk. It's usually quoted as the Rashbam in Baba Basra. But it's the Rashbam in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashbam himself argues on this. But the Rabbeinu Chananel holds the chiluk between kasha and tyufta. And here, the Rashbam himself argues. He says, "Ve'nira be'enai deloshna tiyufta voshna kasha." I don't think there's a difference between the two. What do those two words mean? The difference is that if it's koi ba'milsa da'amo roi chadahi v'lavi ikker. I'm sorry. Elo gabi tiyufta mi mishna o mi brisa shayach lomar tiyufta. Tiyufta is when there's a problem from a mishna or a brisa, and kasha is when there's a problem from a svara of the Amoraim, or a statement the Amoraim said. That's the difference between Kashi and Tziyufta. So it's a very important Shas Rashbam here, 2 days in the Rashbam. Is there a difference between Kasha and Tziyufta? Good. One other Ha'ara, and that is, two other Ha'aras actually. If you look on the bottom, it's another interesting line in the Rashbam, where the Rashbam says that on the bottom, as we know, that Abba is a nickname of Rav, right? Shmuel called Rav Abba, but then he has a very beautiful line. If you look in the Rashbam, about the 15th line down, towards the end of the line. V'hai dekari le Rav. Why'd they call him Rav if that wasn't his actual name? Right, it talks about what exactly his actual name was. Kimo shekaron Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Rebbe be'eretz Yisrael, kari le'nami b'bavel Rav. Wow, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi we know is that Rebbe. Just like Rebbe is his nickname in Eretz Yisrael, Rav is his nickname in Bavel. Those are the ones that had the title of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu, Rav and Rebbe, he parallels those two. And just one other ha'ara, we're not going to have time to go into it, but Rav Moshe has an interesting case in Choshe Mishpat, Aleph Yud Zayin. Right? Sometimes when a person makes a bond, invests in bonds, they have to write somebody else's name also on the bonds. Rav Moshe has this from Tuf Shin Hei, 1945. Tshuva from Vav Iyar, Tuf 1945. So anyway, so he had a discussion there. There was a case where a man wrote a bond, and he wrote his oldest son's name on the bond. And then the person dies. And the question is, all the children say, we have a chelik in the bond. And the oldest son says, well, my name's on it. Maybe he only wanted my name. But the umdana is that you have to write one, you only have room to write one person's name, whatever the case was. So really, Rav Moshe writes, that's the umdana, that all the children have a chelik in this bond, even though only one of their names were written, because that's the umdana, right? Similar to our case here, where you have one person acting on behalf, and it's his name written. Do you say that it's only his? That's what Rav Moshe says here. He goes through the whole tshuva, and he says, Mistama, try to make a pshara, stop fighting. But he says that that's the umdana. And it's not called a muhsak, he goes through. It's not muhsak, just because his name is on it. The bank has the money, and therefore that wouldn't be called a mosi mechavera. That's the tshuva in Aleph Yud Zayin Nechoshe Mishpat. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda. Lo shanu. So now we're going back on Rav, says the Rashbam. That which Rav said, that he, the brother whose name has it, he has to bring the raya, the brother whose name is on the documents, this is only when they're still coming, they're still taking food and money out of the same pot. The estate is all together. If they have their own bank accounts, right? They only have their own bank accounts. Literally, they have their own dough. Say he took it from his own dough. That brother, he wouldn't have to bring a raya because he has his own property, so we would trust him, right? What do you mean from his own? Right? Tosva says it's like a migu, because beforehand we said maybe his claim is that he got it from his mother's father. So it's basically Tosva says, because he says, I got it from my mother's father, it's migu that he could have said, I got it from my own property that I took from the pot. Okay, either way. The Rashbam sounds like it's just one or the other claim. Period. Raya b'mai. So what type of raya, according to Rav, again, the Rashbam says, we're going back, the Rashbam says we pass on like Rav, right, against Rabbeinu Hanan, so we pass on like Shmuel, right, according to Rav, what type of raya could he bring that he used his own stuff for the investments, he didn't use the estate's property, and therefore the profit is only his, so raya b'mai, Rav amarai b'edim, he has to bring witnesses that, you know, he used his own property, right, that he, it was from his independent stash. Rav Sheshes Amar, Raya Bekiyam Ashtar. No, all he has to do is be Mekayim the Shtar. The Shtar that says he owns it. Mekiyam Ashtar, says the Rashbam here, says the Ritva, they're being made not only when you're Mekayim the Shtar, when they verify their signatures, the Din D'Rabbanan of Kiyam Shtaris, they're not only verifying their signatures, but they are verifying everything that's written in the Shtar as being true, and therefore that would be good enough as well. Amalei Rav Alor of Nachman, Ha Rav HaShmuel. So Rav says Rav Achman, so we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel here. Who has to prove it? The brother or the other brothers? Har Rabba v'har Rav Sheshes. And now we have a machlokas within Rav about Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Mar Kaman Sphere Leis. Who do you go like? Do you go like Rav and Shmuel? And even within Rav, who do you go like? Amalei Anam Asisi Yadana. I don't know, but I know there's a Brisa. I know the following brisa. Titania, echem and achem shayinosev and nosev betoch abayis, for your onus ushtaras yotzin al shmo, our case, right? One brother acting on behalf of the other brothers, and there's shtaros that are in his name. V'yomar shalihei shenavlu li mibes avia ima, alav lavi raya, meaning beferish like Rav. Like Rav. Who, within Rav, what's the raya? That I don't know. The brisa doesn't say that. V'cheina isha, she knows even osenet b'soch abayis. Similar, a woman who is involved in the property of the Yesomim. V'ha yo'onos v'shtaros yosin al shema v'amra shelihein. Shenafuli b'beis avi abba, o b'beis avi ima. Also, she somehow makes a profit and she wants to say it wasn't from the estate property, it was from my own stuff. Aleh lavi raya. She also has to bring a raya. So, just like a brother, so to the wife. My v'chein, what's the v'chein? Similarly, right? It doesn't just say two cases, it connects them. So Gemara says, Ma'u de tema isha kiva de shvicha la milsa. You might think, when the woman, since shvicha la milsa, what does that mean? It's praiseworthy for her. She loves it that Bezdin trusts her with this money. She gets a lot of compliments about it. She feels good about it. The fact that she's the one, and therefore you might say, Da'amri katircha kamiyasmi, I'm being tarech, lo gazla miyasmi. So you might say, because she's getting so much out of it, she's not going to be gozelis from the Yesomim, kamash balan, we still have to, that's the chiddush, that she still has to prove it. That it still came from her. You might have thought that she doesn't come from her. Kamashvalan, it does. What's the Kamashvalan? Tosfos says, Kamashvalan, just the opposite, as we have in other Gemaras. Because she's involved and she's being Tareach, so Tarachas, maybe she'll be Mara Heter. I'm doing so much for them. I could take a little bit also. So the Havamin is that she's getting so much, so she wouldn't do it. Kamashvalan, no, she would, because she's being Mara Heter, like we have that Svara in other Gemaras as well. Period. Last section for today. Getting way back to the Mishnah, back on Daf Mamez. When do we say that all of these rules apply, that you can't be machzik in other people's properties? By machzik, meaning the Cheses Gimel Shanim idea. Aval benosein matana v'achin shechalku v'chulu, but by all of these other people, so, if you just, we already explained it, but the Gemara sells a Havamina, but all these other people are not included in the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Says the Gemara, Atu kol hani damrina labnei chazaka ninu. What, if you give a gift, you can't be machzikit? Brothers that split up property, you can't be machzikit? Right, in Cheskes Gimel Shanim? So the Gemara says, chisir machzor v'achitani. Really, you have to explain the Mishnah as follows. Bamed v'ramamurim, when do you say all of this is true? V'chazaka sheishi mataina, when there is a claim against. Kagon, mocher omer lo macharti, v'lokeach omer lakachti. In a case where there's somebody squatting, and then somebody comes and says, no, I didn't sell it, it's mine, and you didn't buy it. So that's when all of these rules apply. They wouldn't apply in the case of a husband and a wife, and a son and a father, etc. Aval chazakash inim ataina. But if you're talking about a chazaka without a taina, what we would call kinyan chazaka. Right, we're not talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It's a chazak. This isn't used as chazaka shenim atayna like we had earlier, that you don't have an explanation. It means kinyan chazaka, kigon, no sein matana v'achan shechilku v'amachzik b'nechse ager, de lemikni ba'almahu de ba'i, you want to be kone an item through kinyan chazaka, so then no gadar parts kosher arbi chazaka. Then there would any tiny amount. You don't need 3 years, you don't need any lack of macha. If it's kinyan chazaka, that would not be a problem, and they would be able to establish the chazaka in all of these cases. By nog other parets, which is the act of closing, opening, well, maybe we'll talk about that, Hashem, in the next daf, what exactly has done for a kinyan chazaka. But either way, that's the explanation of the Mishnah. We'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more. Ksiva Sefer Torah, and other issues with Kasha versus Tzuvta, but a couple of nuggets that came up here in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.